Okay. The Gemara now wants to know, the Gemara says that there's machlokis, de shamein, de silil, whether you can be tomein chamin, lechatchila on the yonta for Shabbos. So hechidon, ida mechuriv with tivshilin, my time of the veshame. If you made erev tavshilin, then why is the veshame hold its osir? The ida loa mechuriv with tivshilin, my time of the veshil. If you didn't make erev tavshilin, what's the reason of veshil that you're allowed to do it? Amar Rav Huna la olam emelach shalohini achiruv tivshilin. Talking where you didn't make an erev. And that's why veshame holds it its osir to be matmin chamin from yontif to Shabbos because you didn't make an erev. Kedecha yivshorili rabbonim. But as much as you need just to barely get by for Shabbos, that the Rabbanim were matter. And it's machlokas whether that means somebody else should do it for you or you do it for yourself. Rav Huna Tamei, Dom Rav Huna, Mishelo Iniach Eruv Tapshilin. Rav Huna holds somebody didn't make an Eruv Tapshilin. Ofin Lo Pasachas, here it's mashma that somebody else has to do it, but others hold as Rishalmi that says you can do it yourself. But there's machlokas Rishonim. Some say that, what's it called, if you didn't make a roof tafshilin, somebody else can bake for him with his stuff. One pas, mufashlo kdeira achas, and one dish of cooked food, umadlikin lo eshaner, and can light candles for him, and others so that he can do all these things himself, the barest minimum for the sake of Shabbos. Mishum Rav Yitzchak omru aftzolin lo dag cotton. You can even have a little fish. Tanya Nami Hochi, Mishalo Iniach Eruve Tavshilin, Ofen Lo Pasachas, Vetomnin Lo Kedera Achas, Umadlikin Lo Asaner, Mecham Lo Kitin Echad, the Yeshomer Mavzon Lo Dag Cotton. That's what Beis Hillel holds, and Beis Shammai holds it, it cannot like that. Rashi. Rava Omar Lo Olam Shiniach. Rava says that it's talking where you were Meniach Eruve Tavshilin. So now we have to know why Beis Shammai holds its saucer. The Shani Hatmona, the Mucha Milsa, the Daiti, the Shabsa Koavit. And Hatmana is different, Beishamay holds. Since Hatmana is nicker, that you're doing it with Sorach Shabbos, Davka, because otherwise you're not matmin anything, it's clear that you're not doing it with Sorach Yontif, that they asked her even with an Erev Tavshilin. That's what Beishamay holds. They asked, Rava, according to his reasoning before, of the purpose of Erev Tavshilin was the covered Shabbos, not the covered Yontif. Not that you shouldn't say. According to that reasoning, the time of Beishamay doesn't make sense. But it could be that Rava learned that Beis Shammai holds the other tam. And he holds taka like Beis Hillel. The tam is because of the covered Shabbos, not the covered Yontif. Okay, weiter. Eishde, Abaya. Chananya Omer, Beis Shammai Omerim, Ein Ofen Elim Kein Ora B'Pas, Ve'ein Mavashim Elim Kein Ora B'Tavshil. Ve'ein Tomnim Elim Kein Hoyu Lochamim T'munim Me'erv Yontif. Ho Hoyu Lochamim T'munim Me'avit. The Afagav, the Mucha Milsa Dadai to the Shabbos Ka'ovit, Elam Rabbi, Kon Sha'orav Lezeh V'la'orav Lezeh, the Chananya Hivaliba de Beishamai. Okay, the Abai asks on the last reason we said that Beishamai holds that Eruv Tavshilin doesn't help for Hatmana. So here we have Feirish that Chananya said that Beishamai holds that you can't bake unless you prepared something baked before Yontif, and you can't cook unless you prepared something cooked. And you can't be matmin unless you prepared something tamun before yontif. The mashma that if you did prepare something, you made an erev tavshilin with hatmana, you can make hatmana on yontif too for the Sorach Shabbos. Right? So, what's it called? So Abaye says, that's not a good teretz anymore, that Bishamai holds even if you made an erev tavshilin, you can't make hatmana. The Elamite's talking where you didn't make an erev tavshilin of hatmana. And even though Beis Hillel holds, and Beis Hillel holds that whatever you made, you can do all the things. Beis Shammai holds you have to do every process separately. Make an Erev Tavshilin for every process separately. And you made an Erev for all the processes except for Hatmana. Rashi Sha'orav Lezeh V'lo Orav Lezeh Ofo Bishon Bod Yom L'Shem Erev V'lo Tom and Chamin. Talking where you cooked and you baked before Yontif L'Shem Erev Tavshilin, but you weren't matmin things for Yontif L'Shem Erev Tavshilin. That should start the Hatmana for Shabbos. And Beis Shammai holds, if you didn't do that process, you can't do that process on Yontif. Okay, the Ein Zokvin is a menorah. You can't pick up a menorah on Yontif. That was what Ram Gamliel's Machmer like, Machmer. Mursa's Maika of it. What are you doing? Just picking up a menorah. Omer Avchinen or Barbis, Nohoch a menorah shall chul yisaskin and demevzi kabona. When it falls down, it broke into pieces, and now you're reassembling it. So it looks like bona. The Beishamay Savri Yesh Binyan Bekelim, or Beisil Savri Ain Binyan Bekelim. Beishamay holds it's Osir, because Yesh Binyan Bekelim, and Beisil holds that Binyan is only on something that's Mechubar Lekarka, and Kelim there's no Binyan. Vain Stira Bekelim, Rashi. The Menorah Shel Chulios, Kshenofla Nivridu Chal Yusecha. When it fell, it broke into pieces, and now you have to put the pieces back together. Yesh Torah's Binyan Bekelim, Ubol Nechai Bechoshu. And Bonef, if there is an Inyan of Binyan, by Kalim, it's Chai B'chol Shul, that's a Shira of Binyan, it's Kol Shul. Ein Torah's Binyan B'Kalim, the Ein O'Chai of Elim Kein Osobo Malacha. On a Kli, you're only Chai if you made a Malacha specifically in the Kli, but building the Kli is not called Malacha. You go Memacheik or Mechateich, right, you smooth off the Kli, or you cut it to size, or Oreg, or Tofer, Shein Ovos Malachas Liasman. Ava Chazores Chulios, Shein Bo Elim Ishum Binyan, Ain bone elam about in the island. But putting it back together again, which is on the only malach of binyan, binyan doesn't apply to Kalim, only to something that's mechubar lekarka. Ula ikla lebei Rav Yehuda, kom shami yezokef leil shraga. Ula went to the house of Rav Yehuda, and he, what's it called, the shamus there, picked up the menorah. Here it's not talking about putting it back together again. It's talking that he tipped it, in order that the oil should go away from the wick, shouldn't burn extra oil. If you put more oil into a candle, you chayav mishum mavir, and if you take oil away, you chayav mishum mechada. So if he tilted the menorah to take the oil away from the wick, he's chayav mishum mechada. And that's not mutar on yontif. Omrelei lavadatoi. He wasn't with my okay. I didn't know what he was doing. If he wanted the oil to recede backwards, it shouldn't go into the wick, and therefore it should go out by itself. Shraga ner sholcheres, right? Shraga means a receptacle of earthenware which you put the oil into. Hanosin shem b'ner b'shabes. Or a mistatik hanotul nimenu va'ochel chayv mishum mechada, the kibu biyontif, or ishtri, kibu yamyontif was not mutter. Only what's it called, it's not ochel nefesh. Lava datoy, also hashamish masha also, he did it without my knowing. Okay, Omer Rav. And there's a machlokas, famous machlokas over here, Tosus and the Rosh. What that means, taking oil away from the wick, why is that mechada? Tosus learns that if you just take oil away, what's it called? That's not mechabe because it's gram kibui. And gram kibui is not chaya for sure. And so Elamai, it's talking where by taking the oil away, you reduce the flame immediately. The oil, by taking the oil away, the flame goes down. So that's the kibui. You're reducing the flame. And but nafkamina would be if you have a candle, if you cut half the candle off. You don't reduce the flame at all by cutting off half the candle. It's solid. So, but there, it is gram kibui, but since what's it called, gram kibui is mutter, Tosfos would hold, you're allowed to cut a piece of candle off a candle on Shabbos or Yontif, and you wouldn't be over Nisra D'oraisa for sure on Shabbos. The Rosh holds that gram kibui is only where you do something indirect and not in the thing that the nair is itself. But if you touch the oil or the wick, even if the effect is an immediate, that's not called gram. And therefore, the Rosh would hold also. If you cut off a piece of candle, that's also called kibui, because you're touching the thing that's burning itself, not something separate, not something indirect. Omar Rav, kanva shori. Kanva is where you clean off the wick. Ranji, kanva, limchot rosha psila shanasa pechab. Right, that you clean off the end of the wick, which became charcoal, you clean it off to make the wick better. That's not called tikkun mona, and that's mutter on yontif. Bo mine ava bar marta me abaya. Mahu lechabos esaner b'nei dover acher. You're allowed to put out a candle if you want to have relations in that room, and you can't when there's a candle there. So you're allowed to put out the candle. It's called tzorech ochel nefesh, because it's tzorech haguf. Is that called tzorech ochel nefesh or not? Omar lo, efshe v'ayisacher. So he evaded the question, and he said, you can go into another room. Ein lo v'ayisacher, we don't have another room. Mai. Efshe lasos a mechitza, you could build a mechitza. Right? And even though mechitza hamateris is osir, right? So they say, it's talking over here, where you the mechitza was opened a little bit before Yontif. So only Mosif on mechitza roy. Or it's talking where it's not a mechitza where the mechitza is matir. There's two ways of being matir, having tashmish where there's a candle. One is to make a bona fide mechitza of 10 tefachim that doesn't move, and then even if the candle is above that, but since there's a mechitza that separates, as long as the candle doesn't shine directly on you, is mutter. And the other is to have something that's not a bona fide mechitza, but it covers the candle. Right? You can't see the light. That's not called a mechitza. That's just a cover. That's mutter also. You're not making a mechitza. It's all called binyan. And some say, since on Yontif, it's shayach b'di'evet to put out the candle. We'll see that Mikra did its mutter to put out the candle. L'tzorech haguf. So what's it called? You don't have to make the mechitza. So the mechitza is not called the mechitza materis, and it's mutter on Yontif. Ain lo lasos mechitza mai. What if you can't make a mechitza? So what do you? You know, she's trying to push the question. Can you put out the candle? The efshel chapos olav esakli. You could cover it with something else. Ain lo kli mai. Omer le oser. Says put him into a corner. The ma'isa it's oser. And the Tosa says that the ma'isa we say later that it's taka in Shabbos. Gemara says it's mutter, and it's only oser that ain morin came. Asr means you don't tell somebody that it's mutter, but halacha l'mais in the b'di'evet it's mutter. Rashi. Mipnei dover acher, l'shamish mitasso. Lasos mechitza besadim. Okay. Esrei, ein mechabenes ha-bekas k'dei lochus aleho, v'mishvil shle yis'ashin ha-bayis o ha-k'deiru mutter. On Yontif, you can't put out a, what's it called, something that's burning. Okay, in order to save fuel. But if you're doing it because the house is getting smoky or the pot is going to burn, then you're allowed to put it out. No, that goes only according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds a machshirei yochel nefesh also a docha yant. Because it's not directly yochel nefesh. And we hold that mitoch, lechora mitoch shehut for letzorech, hut for shenami shelo letzorech. So why isn't it mutter mitoch? Forget about ochel nefesh. It's not ochel nefesh. It's only machshirei ochel nefesh. But it mitoch. It's a tzorech. So either we said before that some people hold, some rishonim hold that mitoch only applies to havar and hotzah, to no other malacha. So then there's no kash. And even if it applies to all malachas, it only applies to direct ochel nefesh. But something that's not direct ochel nefesh, in other words, a direct tzorech, but something that's not a direct tzorech, like over here, you're putting this out in order for a different tzorech, and that shouldn't burn the pot. Right? It's not a direct thing. You know, then mitoch doesn't help. It only helps according to Rabbi Yehuda. If machshirei ochel nefesh, not direct ochel nefesh helps, then undirect mitoch will also help. But if you need direct ochel nefesh, you need direct mitoch also. Ki kamin anol rabban. I'm asking according to the rabbanan who say that machshirei ochel nefesh are not docha, only ochel nefesh directly. Bo mine abai mi rabba. Ma'u lechavos esadleika b'yontif. Are you allowed to put out a fire on yontif? Heicha de'ika sakonis nefashas lo kani boili. Vadi, if there's what's it called, the sakonis nefashas, you're allowed to put out a fire. Tafila b'shabbos shor. Even Shabbos you can put out a fire if there's sakonis nefashas. Kika mi boili mishum ibud mamo. You want to just save money. Okay, in other words, your property is going to be burnt, but nobody's life is in danger. You're allowed to put the fire out or not. On Shabbos, for sure not. Shabbos on Yontif. Omer lei oser. Right? That's not called Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. Tzorech Mammon is not like Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. Eishvei. Ein mechavenes ha-bekas k'dei lochus aleho. Din b'shvil shlo yisashin ha-bayis o ak-dei remuter. Same price that we said before. Can't put out a fire, right, to save the wood. But you're allowed to put it out to save your house from getting smoky. That's only money. Right? So when it says, Ahi Rabbi Yehuda, and Echanami, that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Machshirei yochel nefesh are also doche yontif. Ki kamino ano al rabbonim. Boi mine Rav Ashi miyameimer. Ma'u lichol es ha'ayin biyontif. Are you allowed to put kechol, which is some kind of mascara, which is a refuah, around your eye on yontif? So heicha dika sakonik, go and rerud ditza, doma, dimosa, the kadachta, utchilas uchla lomi boili. Where does a sakana, if you don't make, put this refu around your eye, so for sure it's mutter. And where is it a sakana? With all these things, there's rear, Ditzadama dimasa, Rashi explained them all. Right, there's fever, all these things. If you have an infection in your eye and you have these other things also, then it's a sakana. Lomi boyali, dafila b'shabashori. For sure you're allowed to do it, it's pikuach nefesh. Kikami boyali sof uchla, where it's not a sakana, where it's the end of the disease. It's not the beginning. Upetsuche eino, mai. Omerle osir, it's osir. Eisvei ein mechabenes abekaz, vishonli kedishaninan. Right, lamaisa, it's at least, machshirei ochel nefesh, it's sorach haguf. Right, Shmuel says no. That's only according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to the Rabbanan that you need direct ochel nefesh to be matir. It's not direct ochel nefesh. A memer shori lemichel eino minochri b'shabsa. Right, a memer held you can have a goy put kochel on your eye on Shabbos because all refuahs you can do through a goy. Yikad the amri a memer gufe kachal eino minochri b'shabsa. A memer himself had his eye put on with this mascara on Shabbos. Omer le Rav Ashi la Meimer, my daitach, the Omer Ula Bereder of Eloi, called Tzorech Echolos, and I de Nochri B'Shabbos. What do you hold? You think it's because a goy is allowed to do any Tzorech refuah for a chola she'ein bo sakana on Shabbos. The Omer Rav HaMenuna, called Dover she'ein bo sakana, Omer le Nochri V'Osa. Honi mi lehechad lo Messiah Abadei. That's only where you don't help him. Aval Amar ko Messiah Abadei. To call Amitzu Posach, you have to close, open, and close your eye to let him apply it. So you're helping with the application, that lechor is also. Omerlei, Iker Rav Zvi, the Koi Kavosach, right, Rav Zvi, take a help like you, that since you're helping the application, it's also. Visham Yelei, but we answered him, Nesayei Ein Bo Mamash, that since the person who's winking his eye, you can't apply the medicine like that. So he's only Nesayei Ein Bo Mamash. A Meimer shor lemichel ein aviyontiv sheni shel Rosh Hashanah. A Meimer said it was mutter to put this michel on your eye in yontiv sheni of Rosh Hashanah, even though normally yontiv sheni only of regular yomim tovim is mutter, but not yontiv sheni Rosh Hashanah because it's kedusha achas, right? Omer leirvashi la Meimer v'omer rova meis biyom tavrishon yisasku bo amnim biyontiv sheni yisasku bo Yisrael va'afilu b'shnei yomim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah, right? So you hold that. Just like you're allowed to bury somebody on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to put medicine on also second day of Rosh Hashanah. No, it's not true. Masha ain't came to Be'ah, but they only were matar and mace. But even Be'ah should know the Yontif Rishon, which normally on Yontif Sheni is mutter, on Rosh Hashanah it's not because one big Yontif, and therefore Refuah is also usher. That's Takav Halacha. Yontif Sheni were makel be Refuah. You're allowed to take Refuahs on Yontif Sheni, but not Yontif Sheni is Rosh Hashanah. Omerle, I'm not going to clearly the Amri Apabetza, right? I hold that no, that Yontif Sheni of Rosh Hashanah has the same din as all Yontif Shenis. It's not considered one Kedusha, it's all two Kedushas. Umay Daitach, Dilma Ma'avri Le'el, why? Because we're afraid that they made Elul Ma'uber, right? And therefore it's a legitimate chshash that there'll be a second day Rosh Hashanah. Omer Avchin and Rabar Kahana, Miyamos Ezra Ve'elich Lomotzinu Elul Ma'uber. So it's only a chumrah to have the second day Yontov Misafek, and therefore what's it called, Refuah's Mutter on Yontov Sheni Shor Shoshana, which is not the halacha. The halacha is a tzasa. Rashi. Bikas Ishtila. What's it called? A bonfire. I think, what does he say it is? Because chaticha seit, what's it called? Wood that's burning. Kedei lochus aleha she'ein kibui zel tzorech yontif. The kibui is not tzorech yontif. Ani shamati dahavi le'sosra amanas livdos mkoma. That you're taking something apart by putting out the fire, right, to put it on again. That's called sosra amanas livdos mkoma. The halacha is, according to some rishonim, that if the kibui is directly associated with ochel nefesh, in other words, the food's going to burn if you don't put out the fire, then you're allowed to put out the fire if you have no other lower fire to put it on. And the Rambam holds even that's also. Kibui is never considered direct ochel nefesh because you're not doing anything by putting out the fire. You're only indirectly causing the food now not to burn. But it's not a direct effect on the food. It's an indirect effect. And it's never considered ochel nefesh. Unless, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that machshiri ochel nefesh is ochel yantiv. Motor amal tzorach yantiv, shehena hayom shari. Rav Yehuda domer lekamon nachshire yochol nefesh shoru. V'dorish yeh osu lochem lechol tzorcheichem. Anything that's even remotely involved in ochol nefesh is mutar on yontif. V'haynomi tzorcheichem hu. V'chein tashmish. Same thing with tashmish. They're all tzorich of the person, and that's called nachshire yochol nefesh. V'hanod asarnik rabbonin d'darish yehu levado. Only dafka real ochol nefesh is mutar. If you're allowed to put out a fire to prevent your house from getting smoked, damaged, surely from getting burnt up, should not have to sit in the because if you don't have a house, you have to sit out in the rain. You're allowed to put refuah on your eye on yontif. Morris says, where's the sakana, where rirush also rear, where your eye is dripping, vahu shekorin katsida, shu also rear shemagli tamid, pasta's coming out. Or ditsa, shenokev kamo machat, kamo dots bamide. There's what's it called, a hole that caused the machala, and therefore it's going to get infected. Doma, right, it's bleeding. Dimasa, or it's constantly the tears are coming out. Then it's a sign that if you don't do something, it's sakon. Kadach, the lashon kadkod chabafi, or there's sorefes, bushakorin, it's what's it called, there's a fever. All these things show that there's an infection, and if you don't put on the medicine, it's sakonis nefashis. Tchilas uchla, tchilas acholi shall call elu. Right? Afilu b'shabesh, or if it's the beginning, you're getting these symptoms in the beginning of the machla, that's when it's a sakon. Then even on Shabbos, it's mutter, k'raminsach zavodah zorah, shirayna de'ena bu'uvnes odalibotolu, that the eye is connected to the heart, and what affects the eye is life-threatening. Sof uchla p'tzucheyena, shekorv l'srapasu, but if it's the end of the process, so it's not a sakon anymore. Ve'eno kochel el hagia me'oro, now you're only doing it so you can, what's it called, have a clearer vision, but there's no sakana, then it's awesome. You see that you're allowed to put out a fire just for hanos haguf. So surely you should be allowed to put this stuff on your eye for hanos haguf. We answer like we said before, that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. Amitzu posach, soger posach, risei einov, lahaknes hakechol. He was matter to a goy to do it, and he was asked, lechora, you're helping him. Ikar of Zvid, show you makshalikam oschor. Of Zvid asked me the same question. And I answered him, "V'shanle parakti lo misayein bo mamish. Misha eno osa malacha mamish. Ela misayeya ma'ad. Somebody who doesn't do the malacha, he just helps a little bit, but he couldn't have done it himself. And the other person could do it completely himself. He doesn't need your help. So that's ze yachol v'ze eno yachol. The eno yachol is potter because he's misayein bo mamish. Ki hay v'lav hu misavda ein bo mamish. V'hachi omer meseches Shabbos matznia. V'gabe ze yachol v'ze eno yachol." Yochol chayev v'shem yochol potter. The yafal gavtik masayei v'hadei masayei ein bo mamish. And for refua, they were a matter. Masha'en came a beya, the kedusha achasein. The Rosh Hashanah is considered one long kedusha, and therefore beya should know the bezeh, zoser bezeh, v'lohei kelo b'yantav sheni, so Rosh Hashanah elin yin meis b'vad. The only thing they were making for is mace, but not refua or beitza. So the Gemara answers the what's it called, that he held that Rosh Hashanah was the same for everything, and it only has a din of Safek and not like Kedusha Richter.